time certain item.
And Madam President, let me tell you, it is 9:45.
Thank you so much. This is what council working together.
Yeah, looks like.
Item 951, proclaim October 14, 2019, Indigenous Peoples Day.
I know that Commissioner Fish joins me in feeling immense satisfaction that we are proclaiming Indigenous Peoples Day, having done away with the previous reprehensible name of the national holiday in Portland. And so it's my great pleasure to welcome everybody here, to accept the welcome from the elders who are with us as we are on their lands, and to invite Elizabeth Edwards, the Director of the Office of Government Relations, to open and introduce the invited speakers.
It's outside construction. Thank you. Thank you.
I was so focused, I didn't really hear it. I vaguely heard it, but. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. Pull this close, I always have an issue with that. Good morning, commissioners. My name is Elizabeth Edwards, and it's my great honor as the Director of the Office of Government Relations to be here today with this esteemed panel celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day in advance of October 14th. This year, and I'll keep my remarks short because it's really about what our panelists have to say. But this year, I want to note that the proclamation is centered on the role that global Indigenous populations play in climate action. While Indigenous peoples are oftentimes in frontline communities and the first to face the direct consequences of climate change, whether it's rising sea levels or impact on access to once abundant food sources, Indigenous peoples are also key activists in climate mitigation and adaptation. And today, we've brought forward this distinguished panel to share some testimony about their efforts, about not only raising visibility of Indigenous people, but also to discuss the value of respecting Indigenous rights and the role that Indigenous people play in the fight against global climate change. So, with me today, I'm joined by Mr. Felix Chuma. Mr. Chuma is from Ecuador. He's Quechua Inca and Kenyari. He's a member of the National Confederation of Indigenous Nations of Kenyari, and while in Ecuador, he was part of the Natural Resources for Conservation. While in Portland, he is a member of VOS, Workers' Rights, an education project. He's an advocate for Indigenous rights and the founder of the 500 Years of Indigenous Resistance. Directly to my left is Whisper Horseman Little Owl. She is an enrolled member of the White Clay People for Fort Belknap, Montana. She resides in Multnomah County and is a junior at Gresham High School. She's an ambassador for the Warrior Movement, plays volleyball at NEA, and is a jingle dress dancer, and in her abundant spare time is an activist and community organizer for Indigenous and environmental rights, including climate change and missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls awareness movement. And Whisper moved to Oregon in June and has gotten immediately engaged in her new environment and community. And last but certainly not least is Macarusa Porotasano, or Mac. On the end, he is the Multicultural Center Coordinator at PCC Sylvania and a Council of Elder member of the Pacific Climate Warrior Global Team. He serves as one of two members who represents the Pacific diaspora. Mac is a native of Portland by way of St. John's in North Portland and is a second-generation American Samoan. Away from PCC, Mac is the chair of the Samoan Pacific Development Corporation, a 501c3 organization for Samoans in Oregon. So with that, I am going to turn things over to Mr. Chuma, and I believe we have a translator as well for his comments. Thank you.
Buenos días a todos. Proclamación Día de los Pueblos Indígenas. Mi nombre es Félix Chuma Pinguel, un hijo de la resistencia de 500 años, originario de la Confederación Quichua, Cañari Inca Ecuador, Mundo Andino Indígena. Con el profundo respeto y permiso de nuestros mayores y todos de la gran nación Abiyal, América, Norte, Centro, Sur y de los consejos de gobiernos indígenas, honorable alcalde, disculpe que no puedo pronunciar, comisionados, autoridades, funcionarios, pueblo en general de la ciudad de Portland, con sus respectivos permisos, profundo de gratitud, voy a compartir unas cuantas palabras en alusión a la proclamación de los pueblos indígenas y restaurando el cambio del día de la conquista de Colón por resistencia de nuestra gente y nuestros aliados. Las naciones indígenas hace 526 años caminamos firmes en defender a su madre tierra, territorio, Pachamama, sus recursos naturales, equilibrio ecológico en la biodiversidad. Sin ella no podemos hablar de las costumbres, valores culturales, de música, arte, educación, salud, vivienda y otros proyectos. En el aire no se podrá construir. Los modelos geopolíticos, geoeconómicos, gubernamentales de turno han aplicado una visión unitaria, individual, de mercado, competencia, de producción entre seres humanos, dejando brechas grandes, diferencias de desigualdad, discriminación, corrupción abismal. Los grandes ideólogos economistas, planificadores de modelos como capitalismo, neoliberalismo, socialismo, comunismo, cristianismo, ismos han quedado mudos sin respuesta a solución a los conflictos, brechas, diferencias sociales. Las naciones indígenas son los guardianes, protectores y defensores de la riqueza, diversidad natural, renovables y no renovables, que producen alimentos a otras funciones para las grandes ciudades del mundo. Las naciones indígenas constantemente vivimos la invasión neocolonialismo de empresas transnacionales, petroleras, mineras, hidroeléctricas, saqueo, contaminación de sus tierras, como pesticidas, fungicidas, agrotóxicos, secando los ríos, lagos, envenenando, contaminando con mercurio, plomo, provocando corrupción, enfermedad, muerte de cáncer, deformación de otras enfermedades sobrenaturales, persecución, represión y muerte a líderes indígenas, consecuencia, migración, con todo esto causando desastres en cambio climático. Nuestro planeta de las naciones indígenas, nuestro planeta de nuestras naciones indígenas, resistimos y unos sobrevivimos como yo. Los masacres, atropellos, robos, violaciones, muerte. 90 millones de seres humanos del norte al sur, todos los restos que no hay manera de tener un conteo exacto. Es el exterminio, genocidio de la humanidad más grande de la historia y de la Segunda Guerra Mundial. Gracias a la lucha profunda de nuestros hermanos y hermanas, padres, madres, abuelos, que defendieron con su vida la práctica y la ceremonia sagrada de los pueblos indígenas, fuimos masacrados, perseguidos por la iglesia, gobernantes, la muerte de miles de indígenas. Esto es el costo de hoy en marcha. Somos una cultura que tiene para aportar y proteger la tierra y la especie humana. La OIT, el Convenio 169, la ONU, la OEA y la Declaración Internacional de los Derechos de los Pueblos Indígenas, la declaración reconoce el estatus distintivo e importante de los pueblos indígenas, sus experiencias, su historia común y espiritual, universal, que sustenta a su texto. La declaración es una afirmación de derechos humanos internacionales, aceptadas y también expresadas, aspiraciones nuevas y no vinculantes. Hoy, la declaratoria es un instrumento internacional más completo sobre los derechos de los pueblos indígenas. Establece un marco universal de estándares mínimos para la supervivencia y la dignidad y el bienestar de los pueblos indígenas del mundo. El elaborar los estándares de los derechos humanos existentes y las libertades fundamentales que se aplican a la situación específica de los pueblos indígenas. Señor alcalde, a todos los concejales de la ciudad de Portland, el estado de Oregon, en reconocimiento a esta bella ciudad, reconocida como la ciudad santuario, le pido que, aunque el gobierno nacional de los Estados Unidos actual no reconoce la Declaratoria Internacional del Derecho de los Pueblos Indígenas, estoy ante usted hoy peticionándole que el gobierno local, que desde esta apertura de la proclamación del Día Indígena, la importancia a presionar a nivel nacional y caminar en la resistencia de todos los pueblos indígenas del mundo con la Declaratoria Internacional de Derechos de Trabajar para acuerdos para con los cambios climáticos. Por último, los invito a una conferencia ceremonia para nuestras comunidades de 500 años de resistencia de las naciones indígenas. Se realizará el día 12 de octubre a las 4 de la tarde a las 8 de la noche en esta misma jurisdicción de la ciudad de Portland y en el Artium del primer piso. Gracias por la oportunidad de servir a mi comunidad y gracias por su tiempo y atención.
Gracias.
My name is Felix Chumaping Hill, and I'm a son of 500 years of indigenous resistance. I'm originally from Canaria Quichua, Inca, Ecuador, from the Confederation of the Andean Indigenous World, with the deepest respect and permission of my and our elders and all of the great nation of Abyala, America, North, Central, South, and all of the government councils. Your Honorable Mayor Ted Wheeler, commissioners and city officials of the City of Portland, with respect and deep permission, I will share a few words in allusion to the proclamation of restoring change through Indigenous Peoples Day of the conquest of the colonization by resistance of our people and allies. 526 years ago, the Indigenous nations walked steadfastly in defending Mother Earth's territory, Pachamama, and its natural resources, and the ecological balance and biodiversity. Without it, we cannot talk about customs, culture, values, music, art, education, health, housing, or other projects. The geopolitical, geoeconomic ruling models have applied a single unit view of the market for production and competition between human beings, leaving large gaps of inequality and discrimination and abysmal of corruption. The great economics ideologues of planners of models such as capitalism, neoliberalism, socialism, communism, has muted without answers nor solutions to conflicts and gaps of social differences. The indigenous nations are the protective guardians and defenders of renewable and non-renewable natural biodiversity, wealth that produce food and many other functions for the great cities of the world. Indigenous nations consistently live the neo-colonial invasion of transitional oil mining, hydroelectric companies looting contamination of lands with pesticides, zero toxic fungicides, drying up our rivers, lagoons, poisoned contamination with mercury, lead causing corruption, death, cancer, and deformities, and other diseases. The natural repression and death of indigenous leaders is a consequence of migration, with all this causing disastrous climate changes for our planet. Indigenous nations resist and some survive, as I have. Some have survived massacres, abuses, robberies, rapes, deaths. 90 million human beings from north to south, and all that remains, that is no way to have an exact count, is the extermination and genocide of the greatest humanity in history and the Second World War. Thanks to the deep struggle of our brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, grandparents and grandmothers who defended with their lives the practice of sacred ceremonies, the indigenous were massacred, persecuted, and rulers of the death of thousands of indigenous people. This is the cost that is still going on today. We are a culture that has to contribute and protect the earth and human species. The Declaration recognizes the distinctive and important status of indigenous people, the Declaration of International Right of Indigenous People, I apologize. This common historical experience and universal spirit that underpins their text, the Declaration is an affirmation of accepted international human rights and also expresses new and non-binding aspirations. Today, the Declaration is the most comprehensive international instrument on the rights of indigenous people. It establishes a universal framework of minimum standards for survival, dignity and well-being of the world's indigenous people and develops the existing human rights standards and fundamental freedoms that apply to the specific situation of indigenous people. Your Honorable Mayor Ted Wheeler and Commissioners of the City of Portland, in recognition to the city, of this city recognizes recognition of this city as recognized to be a sanctuary city, I ask that although the current national government of the United States does not recognize international declarations of our rights, I'm before you today petitioning the local government and international declaratory rights of indigenous peoples to be recognized in the city of Portland throughout the state of Oregon. It is recognized internationally, and it's important to press and put pressure nationally to walking through the resistance with all the indigenous people of the world, an international declaration of rights, and to continue to work harder for agreements for global and local climate change. Finally, I would like to invite you to a conference and ceremony for 500-year Indigenous Nations Resistance Community. This event will be held Saturday, October 12th from 4 to 8 here at Portland City Hall at the atrium on the first floor. Thank you for the opportunity to serve my community, and thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you both.
And now I'd like to introduce Whisper Horseman Little Owl.
Na'an inastaken neat tan, na'an na'at, a'an initha, ne'id da'na'at, tsa'na na'u ina hidan, neat tan, dana nit that's, ni'ina na'at, what da'na get that's, na'ni sahit basitha, Whisper Horseman Little Owl, na'has in it na'at. Hello, good morning, my relatives. I'm a White Clay woman from the Agency in White Clay People's Country. My family is a Stiff Arms, and I'm from the Black Lodge Clan. My name is Big Woman, but Whisper Horseman Little Owl is what they call me.
Can you move the mic just a little closer?
Okay. Laura John, the Tribal Relations Director at the City of Portland, asked me to speak about the importance of Indigenous people. Indigenous People's Day, which is on October 14th. Indigenous People's Day is a day that celebrates and honors an Indigenous peoples and commemorates our history and culture. As a high school student at Gresham High School, a very diverse high school, I have had the opportunity to meet and get to know students of different ethnic backgrounds. I noticed that no one mentions Native people. I asked around, are you Native or do you know anyone Native? Those questions led to the fact that no one knows about reservations or that Native people still existed. When I told my friends I was Native American, I got asked questions like, do you still live in teepees? Or they would say, I have never met a real Native American before. And some people were even surprised to learn that each tribal nation had their own language. It's crazy to think that so many of my peers have a common misconception about Native people, but yet they live so close to reservations and a vibrant local urban Native community. Because of the built colonial system at play, our tribal histories are not being taught in completion. Therefore, the ignorance continues. And my peers continue to grow up and if not corrected, will believe that we're not here. This happens millions of times over and over again throughout this city and our nation. You know, Christopher Columbus brought with him a gold-making profit of taking from the land to create commerce. 500-plus years today, the same pillaging continues to drive our planet further into climate crisis and lead us into ecological collapse. Examples include Standing Rock and the Dakota Access Pipeline, KXL Pipeline happening right now that's threatening my tribal sacred sites, Navajo Nation and the urban mining, uranium mining and coal plants equals cancer and diseases amongst the Navajo Nation. California dams how they destroy salmon runs to the point where they don't exist in rivers, and here locally our air, rivers, ecosystems, and are threatened on the daily. Indigenous people have known about climate change for generations. Climate change is just another symptom of colonization. We are fishermen, hunters, gatherers, gardeners. We are the children of Mother Earth, and we carry this connection throughout the generations. Even now in a modernized community, the increase of fossil fuel usage in transportation, manufacturing, and even communications is not only has a huge impact on Indigenous people, but for everyone in the world. Indigenous people rely on Mother Earth for everything. Actually, everyone needs clean air and water to live. We all need to protect everyone's sacred lands for our existence and for the generations to come. So instead of honoring colonialism, I'm happy that Indigenous People Day is being celebrated to call forth the reconciliation and honor our people in a good way. We are being responsible when we acknowledge how colonization and has and continues to impact Indigenous people, especially when it comes to climate change. This is one way for non-natives to not only notice us, but to notice what's happened on the land they're standing on right now, and how they can help end climate capitalism and invest in real solutions, like keeping the oil in the ground and invest in green energy. I was happy to actually meet the mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, in person when my friends and I marched during the International Global Climate Strike after we were invited to City Hall to meet with Laura, John, and others. We asked Laura if we could meet the mayor. She asked him, and he graciously accepted our ask and came and met with us and took pictures. That really meant a lot to me. Thank you for acknowledging my people and all Indigenous people today. It feels good to be seen and heard. Thank you as well for acknowledging our Mother Earth that we all share and should live in peace. My people once said the Creator created life. He gave men two gifts, water and woman, and promised life would prevail on Mother Earth, given these two significant related gifts. Water is honored and as a sacred gift because it would provide life to all life creations. Likewise, Aani women have a higher honor and purity than men because we are able to nourish and give life. Aho.
Thank you. Commissioner Hardesty?
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to say, I just couldn't imagine being a high school kid in city council chambers reading a statement. I just want you to know how proud I am of you and that I'm saving a seat for you. So when you get out of school, you should come and take this seat, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I also wanted to comment. I'm glad that the legislature passed a law that from now on, public school students will be taught Indigenous history and to honour the Native people. So I'm glad that you'll be the last class to graduate without having had that essential information. Thank you for educating in the meantime.
Last but not least is Mac Portorosano.
Thank you. Talofalava and greetings from the Pacific. To our Indigenous stewards, ancestors, and protectors of these lands, you are not alone. Our ocean, our Vasa, connects us in ways only our stories can understand. Your resiliency is an inspiration to our collective movements in the Pacific, and we will continue to fight for your peace and justice. Distinguished commissioners, thank you for the opportunity to share these words from the Pacific. A Samoan proverb says, E palale ma'a, ale palale upu. Rocks will rot, words will not. And in the spirit of Samoa and the ocean family, I trust that my words shared today will stay with you. In the Marshall Islands, there is a proverb that says, many drops of water together make up the ocean. Many grains of sand make an island. A recognition that it will take collective efforts to accomplish a great feat. On September 20th, many drops, millions of drops of water created an ocean for climate justice. Our Indigenous people's stories took center stage. Though our community or Indigenous community numbers were not the largest, I'm reminded of the words of Apeli Haofa, who reminds us that we should not be defined by the smallness of our islands, but by the greatness of our oceans. Today, another ocean is needed to create a future for my people. If we do not take swift action now, our islands will continue to sink underwater. Young children in Kiribati are building seawalls to keep seawater from flooding their homes and crops. The Marshall Islands is forced now to look at adaptation practices to build ground levels higher, which would cover grave sites, historical markers, their history. Fiji and the Mariana Islands face constant tropical storms that grow stronger every year, and the desecration of our ocean life is killing the natural food resource for our people. As you develop climate plans, we ask that you strongly take into consideration the following. Divestment from fossil fuels and supporters of fossil fuel industries, an investment to clean 100% renewable energy, to keep climate polluters out of climate talks, and to take into consideration Indigenous perspectives as a means for climate navigation. In the Samoan language, the word for ocean is Vasa. Broken down, Vasa literally means sacred space. When people gather and ideas collaborate, we create ocean. And for some of us who have been in the deep sea, ocean can be a very scary place without a vessel and proper navigation. As council members, you have a responsibility of creating vessels for our journey in ocean. And when we are in sacred space, I hope you will look at indigenous peoples for navigation. Our Pacific people are not idle in the ocean. We are navigating the vessel to solutions. The country of Tokelau is the first country to be powered by 100% renewable energy. My island of Ta'u is also powered by 100% solar energy. Our youth are mobilizing and engaging in climate negotiations all over the world. Fiji was the president for the Conference of Parties 2 years ago. And Council, I'm here to say that our people are not drowning, we are fighting. As we look into a proclamation and recognition of our people, I ask that you not look at it as a day, but a right for our people to survive and to prosper, and a recognition to see our people and our narratives as solutions for our many climate problems. I wish you well in the upcoming task ahead, and thank you in advance for being a drop in our ocean. Soy Fuo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Council, this concludes our presentation. Just a few comments before remarks and the proclamation. This is the fourth year that the city has had celebrated Indigenous Peoples Day. Last year and in prior years, we'd really focused very locally. This year, you can tell that there is a global focus with fantastic representatives as part of our Portland metro area community, but with ties all around the world, because we're truly in a moment of global crisis. And we have a lot to learn from Indigenous peoples and to celebrate Indigenous peoples. I would also be remiss if I did not share regrets from Laura John, our Tribal Relations Director, who is currently up in the Spokane area for the Affiliated Tribes of Northwest Indians conference. Otherwise, she would be here today, but I'm proud to be here in her stead, with Tribal Relations being a key component of the Office of Government Relations work. So with that, I'll conclude my remarks and thank the council for their time.
Elizabeth, just a protocol question.
I was just recognizing you.
Thank you. I believe we have at least one elected official in the room. Could you identify that person?
Representative Thomas Sanchez from North Portland is currently with us today.
Could she stand so we can recognize her?
Thank you for being here, Representative. Commissioner Fish, do you have additional comments?
Do you want us to do the proclamation first and then comments, or
no,
comments?
Comments first.
Well, let me begin by thanking our outstanding panelists. I understand the young woman from Gresham High School is a junior.
Yeah.
I have a sophomore at home in high school. And I want to echo what my colleague said about your poise and the presence that you have brought to this proceeding. And I get to see a lot of kids from high school, and not many of them have your level of maturity, confidence, and presence. And so congratulations to you and your family.
Thank you.
And we know that you'll be a tremendous advocate. And Commissioner Hardesty has offered to give up her seat on the council for you, so I think that was very gracious. That was surprising. It was a little surprising to me, but certainly very gracious. So thank you to the panel. I want to acknowledge Laura John, who is not with us, but Commissioner Fritz and I, over the years, fought for that position. There was some controversy over whether we would have a tribal liaison. There was some controversy about how we would pay for it. Laura has done an absolutely outstanding job helping us connect not only to the recognized tribes, but to urban Indians. And I'll just give you one example, because much of her work goes unheralded. It's behind the scenes work. But the city is embarking on some salmon sanctuary work to protect salmon in Tryon Creek. It turns out there are lots of overlapping interests among tribes and urban Indians. Laura took the leadership role in reaching out to folks and gauging their level of comfort with our project, getting feedback, and ultimately developed a consensus among all the tribes in support of the work we're doing to restore habitat and protect salmon. It's really been the missing piece, one of the missing pieces in our city's outreach. And we have to remember that the recognized tribes are sovereign governments. And they, this is not just a gesture on our part. They are a legally recognized part of our government. And we have not had, until recently, high-level contacts on a regular basis where we've able to engage our partners, talk about long-term plans, show the respect that this body needs to show to Indigenous people. So I want to thank Laura. I also want to thank all the people that are here today who took time to join us. This is an unusual council meeting in that this is the event. This is it. Once we're finished with this, we'll take a break, and it'll be the shortest council meeting on record. But each of you took time to come here and to support this panel and to make a statement, and I want to thank you. I look forward to hearing the proclamation, but the commitment you have from me in the work that I have the honor of doing, both through the Parks Bureau and through the Bureau of Environmental Services, is that we will continue to consult very closely with our Native American partners and allies and friends so that we get it right. Thank you all very much, and I look forward to hearing the proclamation.
Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to also appreciate that we are here at this time in this moment. In 2015, the first resolution was passed. And every time I am I'm honored to be part of a Native American event, I am reminded of the seven generation approach that the Native community honors. And so even though we are new with this resolution and building these relationships, I understand that what we're building for is seven generations from now. And what we're building for is to ensure that everyone has a deep understanding of not only Native cultural history, but quite frankly, all the history that's not white in America, because most of us are taught white history, but we're not taught the other parts of history and how they are vital to the vibrancy of America. And so I am so pleased to be here today. What a great day to have all these little ones upstairs. By a show of hands, how many people have learned something today by being in this chamber? Yay. Panel, you should be proud. Just about every hand up there is up. I applaud your work, and we have a lot more to do, but we're having an impact because this generation, they just learned something. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, each of you, for taking time to be here and for your wisdom and your kindness. I was born and raised in England. My people have been part of the problem for centuries, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the impact that the European invaders had on your peoples throughout the world. And therefore, it's my responsibility to help fix it. And one of the things, the many things that I have learned from Indigenous people here in Portland is the value of doing things right and taking the time to do things right. Cynthia Castro, one of my senior policy advisors, is working with Tribal Director Laura John to identify an appropriate land acknowledgement statement. And you'll hear in the proclamation that we have a reference to peoples who were here before us, but it doesn't identify the particular tribes and bands that were part of the culture here over many millennia. Because we're taking the time to engage Native tribes in the research to make sure that we don't rush headlong into something that is, in fact, again, not right. We want to do it really carefully. So I want to acknowledge that and just tell you that I'm blessed to, by treaty, be here. And my seat's open next year, by the way. to be here honoring the legacy that your peoples have given us and to help now move forward together. Thank you, Representative Tona Sanchez, for your work in the legislature, your groundbreaking work and your partnership. And indeed to the public school teachers and the private school teachers who are going to, from henceforth, be teaching Indigenous history as specified by Indigenous peoples. And so that's, we're making some progress. So, colleagues, what I'd like to do, I'm going to read the proclamation, and then I'd like to take the photograph. We have lots of Indigenous people here today. If you'd like to come up and be part of the photograph, that would be great. And then I'll adjourn after that to make sure that the cameras for the folks at home capture everything. Okay? Whereas the City of Portland recognized that the Indigenous people of the lands that would later become known as the Americas have occupied these lands since time immemorial. And whereas the city recognizes the fact that Portland is built on the homelands and villages and traditional use areas of many tribes and bands in this region, without whom the building of the city would not be possible. And whereas Indigenous Peoples Day was first proposed in 1977 by a delegation of Native Nations to the United Nations-sponsored International Conference on Discrimination Against Indigenous Populations in Americas. And whereas the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, known as the Declaration, recognizes that Indigenous peoples have the right to maintain and strengthen their distinct political, legal, economic, social, and cultural institutions, while retaining their right to participate fully, if they so choose, in the political, economic, social, and cultural life of the state. And whereas Article 29 of the Declaration recognizes the right of Indigenous peoples have the right to, recognizes that Indigenous peoples have the right to the conservation and protection of the environment and the productive capacity of their lands or territories and resources. And whereas Indigenous peoples are carriers of ancestral knowledge and wisdom about biodiversity conservation and are experts in protecting and managing 80% of the world's biodiversity. And whereas on October 7th, 2015, Portland City Council passed a resolution resolving that the City of Portland shall recognize Indigenous Peoples Day on the second Monday of October. And whereas the 2019 Indigenous Peoples Day shall be used to reflect upon the value of looking to Indigenous peoples to help inform the city's climate action strategies and declarations. Now, therefore, I, Portland Commissioner Amanda Fritz, Council President, on behalf of the Ted Wheeler, the Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim October 14th, 2019, to be Indigenous Peoples Day in Portland, and encourage all residents, businesses, organizations, and public institutions to observe this day by reflecting on the ongoing struggles of Indigenous peoples on this land and to celebrate the thriving culture and value that Indigenous peoples add to our city. And so if everybody who would like to participate in the photograph, please come up. Ms. Horstman-Littlell, I'm going to give the proclamation to you. I hope you, this is just one of a long career of activism for you.
Oh, they're still coming.
Since there is no further business, this meeting is adjourned.